Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your order number?
Oh, I don't have an order number with me. But the back fell off my watch, and I took it to two jewelers, and they can't get it back on again. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, have you already placed an order, or are you trying to?
No, I've got the watch. I placed an order, and I got the watch. But the watch is not working properly.
Okay, just one moment.
Sure.
Okay, may I have your order number?
I don't have an order number. I don't have the invoice
code
with me. 60067.
And that first and last name?
John Reedy, R-E-I-D-Y.
Yeah, that was J-O-H-N-N-R-E-D-Y.
R-E-I-D-Y.
Okay, let's see. Can I try? Are you sure that it was with us?
Oh, yeah. It's the M1000 watch.
Because I've tried your first and last name, your zip code, and you're saying that you don't have an order number. Okay, let's see. And you saying that you don't have an order number. Can I try your email?
Sure. Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, R-E-I-D-Y, the number 48 at iCloud.com.
Okay, so I did locate that account. Will you verify that shipping address? It's on the first name.
Sure.
On the account is Mickey. That's the name.
Yeah, Mickey. I'm sorry. Okay.
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
Sure. 1422 North King Edward Court, Unit 310, Palatine, Illinois, 60067.
Okay, so I see you have that tactical watch, and you're saying that it's not working correctly?
Well, it's not working properly. The backlight doesn't light up very well, and the letters TH and ST and AL and TH, when you shift the modes, I can hardly see it. It's almost not visible. And I put a new battery in the thing, thinking it was a battery, but that didn't change it anything. So it's just, it's not operating properly.
Okay, just hold on a moment. I'm still here.
Okay, me too.
Okay, and you seen that you did put a new battery in it, and it's still not working?
Right, yeah. Well, it's not working properly. I mean, like I say, I can't see those letters. Even when I turn the light on, I can't see those letters T-H, S-T, A-L, and T-H for timekeeping, chronograph, alarm, and time setting. It's not visible.
I just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, what I can do for you. I can offer you a 35% refund to keep the watch.
But I'll end up with a watch that doesn't work properly, and so that's not good either. I mean, I appreciate your offer, but I like the watch. I wish I had one that worked properly. I mean, is there a way I can send it back to you guys and you guys take a look at it and then send it back to me? Or you send me a new watch.
Okay, so, let's see. Just one moment. Okay, so what I'm going to do is you have to return the watch that you have, and I'm going to resend you out a new one.
Outstanding. Hold on. Let me get a piece of paper here. Where should I send the watch to?
That would be 905. I'm going to spell out this. It would be W.
Spell out what?
Well, I'm going to spell out. Spell this out, West Minister, W-E-S-C, M-I-N, S-T-E-R, Avenue, Unit G.
Unit G?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the city is A-L-H. A-M B-R-A and then it'll be California and the zip code is 918 03.
And should I put down pack line at the top and then the address?
It would be checkline.com.
Okay. So I put pack line. Okay, well, geez, thanks. That'd be great. Because, like I say, I'd like to watch if it worked properly. I'll send this out to you probably later on today, UPS.
Okay, so I'm just bear with me one moment. I'm putting it in for them to resend it to you. Just one moment.
Okay, take your time.
And I also have the return number to give you as well, a return label that you would need to actually put on the
box. Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
And that would be 282-4-R1. And you
two eight two four R1.
You need to put like a dash sign. Put the dash sign, and then R1.
Okay, that's what I've got. Okay, I should be all set.
And
well, thank
you.
You
put that number on the outside of the package. And is there anything
okay,
else
will
you
can
do. Help you with today?
No. You've been more than helpful. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You do, too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.